In a big episode last night of The Batch.
Oh, it's getting to the pointy end. Poor Shannon got booted last night, got sent packing, and we've got her on the phone this morning. G'day, Shannon. Are you feeling better now?
I am. I'm super happy now. I think, you know, after getting out of the experience, I, you know, had enough time to reflect and, yeah, I'm feeling good.
It's so weird because we watched you last night kind of getting into the taxi at the end of the night. And it feels like that happened just a few hours ago. But how long ago did that moment actually take place?
Wow, like that was literally probably about 3 months ago now.
Yeah.
So it's pretty crazy, you know, you're reliving it all. So it's pretty insane.
Yeah, I was going to say, how does reliving it after all this time and going through the, that happened, oh, I guess I'm moving on, and then having to go through it again, what does that feel like?
It's very unusual. It's definitely not your general day-to-day thing. I definitely had one eye closed the whole episode.
Fair enough.
It's unusual,
With the rose ceremonies, I've heard that they go on for hours. Like, we watch it and it's like 15, 20 minutes or something. It looks like it's such a devastating night for you guys. What's it actually like behind the scenes?
Look, I tell you what, when there was 25 girls, that was bloody hard work, especially in heels because I never wear them.
Mm.
But, you know, they do go on a bit, but emotions are high, so you sort of just, you're focused on what's really going on. So, yeah, it's not too bad.
Talking about the night ceremonies and the, you know, the cocktail parties and everything, I probably wear a gown or something elegant like that once a year. What's it like wearing a ball gown or something just as glitzy so frequently?
I bloody loved it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Like hair and makeup. But, you know, it does get a bit, like, towards the end, you're kind of like, okay, here we go again. But, yeah, to get that glammed up was an absolute luxury for me. I never had my makeup professionally done before
Do they let you borrow dresses or do you have to bring your own?
Yeah, we have a stylist that that has, like, this full wardrobe. It's literally like a bloody heaven.
Amazing.
It's like this wardrobe of all these beautiful dresses. It's unreal. Just absolutely unreal.
That's pretty fun, actually.
Now, Shannon, yeah. I was upset that you didn't make it. I was kind of going for you a little bit, but at the same time, in the last maybe week, maybe 2 weeks, I'm starting to get the feeling that Nick might not be that into anyone. Are we going to see the first Bachelor, do you reckon, where he doesn't choose anybody?
Look, I was amongst some of the best girls that I've ever met. So if he doesn't, it'd be unfortunate, but I literally have no clue myself. I think, you know, there's so much pressure in the situation, so much pressure. And, I really did feel for him throughout the time because it's been bloody hard.
But you can get a sense if there's real chemistry or if people are doing things for the cameras. Like, you're on a show. Like, did you get a sense that there were real connections going on?
Yeah, look, I felt that Brooke and Britt's connection because just in general, you know, the way that they come back, you know, they're all glowing and happy and, you know, I think everyone genuinely did connect with him, but it's just, you know, it's a very crazy situation, you know.
Yeah.
It's not your normal day dating, which is, you know,
and
hard to prepare for.
He's a sports star as well. This isn't his normal day at all. This is probably the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, I think all of us are a bit like that. But
Yeah, totally.
And I think, you know, I think regardless, every single person that went through the experience has learned so much. So, you know, I think, you know, I did have times with him where, you know, that obviously don't go to air and where you have a real good general chat.
Yeah.
So, you know, he can connect and he does have a lot of emotions. So I'm sure he will end up with someone, I'm sure.
Okay. Shannon, we want you to end up with someone. Have you been on the dating scene since leaving the house?
No, I haven't. I just literally got straight back into the real world.
Yeah.
So,
Fair enough.
Work, sleep.
That is the classic life. Well, thank you so much, Shannon, from The Bachelor, joining us on Bendigo's Hit 91.9.